About 100 people came to hear the seven-term congresswoman talk about the region's strong economy. All 10 counties in the district, she said, saw increases in average wages during the last year. She touted the new military budget, which includes increases in spending and more tankers assigned to Fairchild. Monica Stenzel asked about her plan to reduce the effects of a tariff and trade war on farmers in the district.
My goal is to get the administration to move to negotiating the bilateral trade agreements. I sat down with Larry Kudlow and the trade ambassador right at the end of July and just said we need to get the bilateral trade agreements in place.
She said she supports the president's efforts to hold firm in trade talks with China. One participant asked the congresswoman what she personally is doing to keep the government from pulling apart families that cross the southern border. She said she didn't support that policy.
We need families kept together, but we also need a secure border. And so that is...
One other immigration question came from Betty Gilchrist. The local refugee resettlement figures, she said, are only a small fraction this year of what they've traditionally been. How can you help to maintain Spokane's legacy of welcoming refugees?
I was concerned to hear that the numbers were so low. We had authorized and appropriated in Congress at the 75,000 level. And yet, I think we're at 16 or 17,000.
She says she supports efforts to increase the pace of accepting refugees to reach that 75,000 level by the end of the year. Mix Morris Rogers expressed her support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 American election, though she urged him to finish his work soon. She was also asked if she supported a pardon for now-convicted Paul Manafort. That's the president's decision, she said. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.
I'm Jeremy Burnham reporting. Democratic congressional candidate Lisa Brown also hosted a town hall meeting Thursday evening in Spokane Valley. Brown started by listening to comments and concerns from audience members. Topics included education, health care, social security, and many others. Then she addressed the crowd herself. She spent much of the evening addressing education.
Education is always going to be number one for me.
She talked about student loans.
We figured out how to bail out big financial institutions that were failing. We figured out how to let homeowners refinance their mortgages. Shouldn't we let our students refinance their student loans and get out from underneath those too high payments?
She touched on health care.
Over 200,000 people in Eastern Washington have pre-existing conditions. The administration has filed a lawsuit that would allow the coverage of people with pre-existing condition to be threatened.
She touched on the trade war with China.
I read in the spokesman review this morning that the congresswoman said we had a little dispute going on with China. So we've got a big dispute going on with China.
Brown also criticized President Trump over tariffs he has levied and for the separation of children from their parents at the Mexican border. Brown ended the evening by asking the crowd to stay engaged in politics. I'm Jeremy Burnham reporting.